for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with 5 for 10.
It's Andy. Welcome to The Netball Show with 5 for 10. Do you remember a few weeks ago when this happened?
After 10 amazing years, incredible years, I've reached a very comfortable decision that today I am calling it a day on my international retirement. I will no longer represent the Diamonds. I feel very, very grateful for the last 10 years and the success that I've been lucky enough to be a part of with the Australian Netball Diamonds. But that's only been a part of my journey. The other part has been the amazing friendships, the experiences and the foundation that this wonderful sport of netball has given me.
Well, I'm really pleased to announce that Laura joins us on the programme. Laura, your career is something to be treasured. Have you had a chance to properly reflect now on that decision that you made a couple of weeks ago?
I'm really content to have made my decision to retire from international netball. I feel very privileged to have played the game for 10 years and to have enjoyed some really great highlights in that. So I feel very assured that I've made the right decision and happy to move on to the next chapter.
10 years, 71 caps, every one of them will have special memories, but you must be pleased to be part of the Diamonds for such a long time.
I do feel very lucky to have played for a decade with the Diamonds, and as I mentioned earlier, there's some really incredible moments over those 10 years. There's also been some challenging times as well, but it's not just the on-court moments, the championships and the Commonwealth Games, gold medals that you reflect on. It's also the off-court moments that you make with lifelong friends and girls that you play alongside.
And what about the future of the squad? A lot of you retired the week before the new team was announced. Was the time right to maybe let some of the younger talent shape the new look Diamonds?
There has been a lot of girls announce their retirement, but I think at the end of the day, Lisa's done a fantastic job in ensuring that there's plenty of talent coming through the ranks, and there is great depth across the board with in the Australian team. So Lisa's a very smart coach, and her whole plan has been the longevity and success of the Diamonds' performance moving forward.
And throughout your time, who's been that best teammate? Or have you grown as netball sisters together, really?
In terms of reflecting on some of the greatest teammates that I have been lucky enough to play alongside, I would have to say Julie Corletto is definitely in my top three. She was just a phenomenal athlete to play alongside on court, but she had some great banter off court and was always up for a bit of a laugh, and she was a bit cheeky. So a lot of people on the outside looking in never saw that of Jules, but just a wonderful character and an amazing friend as well.
And did England winning that goal play a small part in making your mind up?
Reflecting on the Comm Games gold medal match is definitely, there's many emotions that come back. Firstly, I feel really lucky to have been in that team and to have played a Comm Games in my own backyard, and to play in such a close game that was only a couple of goals of difference against the Poms is something that will definitely haunt me in a way as well. But at that point in time, I had known that my international career was definitely coming to an end, and I must say that result didn't completely determine my decision.
Australia take to the court with a strong mentality on every game. Did you see elements of that on the day of the final in England?
I think the way the English approached every game during the Commonwealth Games was particularly impressive. I think the gold medal match, on reflection, they had done a lot of homework on us in particular. They executed a perfect match heading into that game. They were match hardened with, you know, only a couple of goals win over the Jamaicans, and their performance in that gold medal match was unbelievable and very very worthy of the gold medal at the end of the day.
I suppose, did the Roses have a game plan on that day itself? Did it surprise you?
the Roses game plan on reflection was particularly a very, very smart game plan. They played very similar to the Australian style in terms of hard one-on-one defence and just relentless pressure all over the court from their goalkeeper all the way down. Their big name players stood up and had the most impressive game of the tournament, and I think that's been probably something that the English Roses haven't done in the past. So you could tell that those close games had given them a lot of experience and they were really confident heading into that match.
UK fans can appreciate a player like you who's dedicated so much to the sport over the years. What piece of advice would you share with them?
If I could give any advice to young players coming through the ranks or older players, probably the thing that I've based my game on is just enjoying myself, whether it be from a junior level or all the way through to the professional level. At the end of the day, that's why we're drawn to the game, because we love it, and that's what gets you through the challenges. And you have to remember all the good times, but it's just about putting a smile on your face and making the most of every opportunity that you get out there on court.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with 5 for 10.